A teacher alerted police to a break-in at a home where her students were participating in an online class. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. A man entered the home in Galt through a window and ran through the house, then out a back door before going over a fence, according to authorities. Teacher Jennifer Peterson alerted the police. No arrests have been made. President Trump approved California's application for disaster relief funds to clean up damage from 6 fires that have scorched the state. The announcement came less than 2 days after the White House had initially denied the request. Governor Gavin Newsom made only a brief statement Friday, saying he was grateful for the president's quick response. The California Republican Party has removed unofficial ballot drop boxes that state officials deemed illegal. Subpoenas are being issued to get more information about them as the state attorney general looks into possible election law violations. Republicans claim they will continue to use dozens of other boxes without labels that have been sent to various counties. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. York Indian Housing Authority and the Arcata House Partnership notify that they've been approved for a $2.2 million grant through California's Project Home Key to purchase an 18-unit motel in Eureka, providing $1.8 million in development and renovation, $400,000 for operational support to provide housing to those in need. Public playgrounds can reopen in California, but in Arcata, they've determined that they cannot do it safely, and so playgrounds there remain closed. City parks and trails are open. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.